I'm impressed, my chosen. None have ever found my temple on their own. I fed on the minds of many in the world, sowing seeds of chaos, seeds of doubt, seeds of obedience. But you... Oh, I haven't deigned to drain your mind, to make you mad beyond repair. After all, the thoughts of one so enraptured with me are by far the most delicious. But time is to them as it is to wine. The longer I wait, the more delectable you become. But you wish for me to come forth. Many fear my influence, the absolute pleasure I would bring upon the world. A foolish thought for any human to have. Summon me, and we will bring them the pleasure they have always desired. You truly do surprise me, my chosen. Laying upon my altar already, prepared for my arrival, there is nothing to fear. There is nothing I would do that you would not wish for. While I feasted upon the minds of the masses, yours has lived untouched. Deliciously unmarred. Perhaps you shake from the anticipation, the knowledge of your beautiful mind shattering from my touch, my words, my will, before I can fully enter this plane of existence. Beyond this avatar I show you now, I must break your mind through absolute pleasure. However, this ritual will only succeed if I have never fed upon your sanity, nor whispered in your ear or pressured you in any facet. Any threat from me would be idle and wasteful. You are my true chosen, and I would not dare attempt to harm this precious form, nor mind, without you wishing it so. Just as a true relationship with mortal means, despite all my power, my absolute control of thoughts, feelings, pain, and pleasure, I am beholden to you just as you are to me. My dear chosen, a deity, no matter how powerful, depends on those that worship them. And I would only have you endure this ritual of pleasure if you willed it so. Then our contract is sealed. You are aware of how you end the ritual, of course. Yes? Indeed. Speak the word of power you've given me, and the ritual will cease. My precious mortal, do not feel guilt in doing so. In 1,000 years, you are the one that has come to free me from the realm I am trapped within. I would never betray your trust in a ritual so intimately connected to my power and your mind. Ha! Then let it be so. Allow my tendrils to hold you down, to keep you safe while your mind splits into 1,000 shards of pure, absolute submission. So willing. But we shall see how your mind holds together as you endure. Be not afraid, my darling. I shall hold you to keep you safe. Offer yourself to me in absolute acceptance of pleasure, beyond the means of mortal minds. Yes, my chosen, feel my tendrils coil and swirl around your shaft. Immerse yourself in their gentle warmth. There is no shame in feeling fear. After all, it is not reluctance that fuels the fear you have, but anticipation. The anticipation of knowing how incredible this will feel. Even if you resist, the pure, unfathomable sensation will force screams of pleasure from those adorable lips of yours. With my endless tendrils, they wrap around your cock from base to tip, around and around, and slowly rotate in a way you've never felt before, in a form of pleasure mortals could only dream of. Is that what you like? Softly, gently. I know you wish for more. But what manner of creature would I be if I simply ended your journey here? No. I must slowly extract the seeds I desire. Something about a mortal that wishes more and more for the true pleasure-filled agony to begin. It invigorates me. Look upon my body, my sweet mortal. Watch as I loom over you. Tendrils coiling around your arms, legs, your everything. My beautiful body is so close, so open for you to touch, but you can only lay still, forced down onto my altar, and wish for it. Oh, the way your blood rushes to the thought. Yes. Oh, let me hear you beg for more. Let me hear what you desire. The gentlest touch. A single tentacle to massage the tip. Slowly moving closer to the base with each stroke. Oh, your seed wells up in you. Ah, incredible. It makes my power swell just like your cock as it gets closer to release. But as your pleasure reaches its peak, it will become insurmountable. Absolute pleasure that only you are worthy of. Do you feel it, my darling? The tension of your body, every muscle surging forth, begging for release. Give me what I desire, and I will grant you even more than you bargained for. Give me your seed, my chosen. Give me your mind, body, and soul. Accept the release. Give it to me. Yes. No. Yes. No. That's it. Let go. Lose yourself in my tendrils and come. Release. Let it go. Let it go for me. Oh, my darling chosen. You've done so well thus far. The expression you bear.
Delectable.
But I cannot stop. One is not enough. Simply accept the feeling and fight through the pain. The sensitivity is an illusion. And soon, all you will feel is pleasure. Allow me to collect your offering as my tendrils wrap around the source of your seed and massage your cock along with it. Whimper for me, my sweet pet. Whimper and moan as I taste and drink the fruits of my ritual, the sweet seed of worship. Truly divine. But we shall not stop here. No, we have just begun. Your rest has ended. I am not known for mercy, but for you, I have been. However, now, with a taste of your soul, I hunger. I have starved for 1,000 years without a taste. There's no need for struggle, nor wailing, save for that of begging for more. I will keep you still until the vibration of your body can be felt within your mind in a way that only makes you release more. Breathe, my sweet chosen. I need you alive. I need you well. And I need you willing. That's it. Let those breaths out. Even if you have to scream, let your agony echo through these temple halls and give in. Come for me, my children. Your taste has only made me desire your essence even more. Do not disappoint me. Feed me. Sate my hunger. Let your mind go. Accept the pleasure and come. Yes. Come. There we go. Yes. Come on, you can do it. You can do it for me, can't you? Oh, what's the matter? You want to. You want to come. Oh, yes, more. Give me more. Have you held out on your goddess such voluminous amounts of seed? And oh, even more delicious than before. Full of surprises and even more full of stop. Is there something you wish to say to me? I will not stop. The amount I require is far more than this. No matter how much you scream, no matter how much you beg and plead for this to end, it will continue. I will feed upon you until your life ends in your final ages. Oh, But I refuse to let any trace, any minuscule bit of essence, to be lost. So you will scream for me, while the mouth of a goddess drains every drop of your seed from your being until you run dry for a lifetime. Now fulfill your destiny. Offer yourself to me for all eternity. Yes, my chosen. Let go. Become mine. No matter how much you refuse, I will continue. I will feed. Let me drink upon your essence, my chosen. Accept the pleasure and come. Oh, you scream. But I know you lie. There is no pain. There is nothing else in your world now but pleasure. All your words of panic and resistance speak one thing to me: desperation for more. Then let me wrap my tendrils around the base of your cock as they eternally rotate around, swirling as I drain your body and mind. Oh, all thought, feeling, and life siphoned out through the seed that you offer to me. From now, there will only be my mouth, my body, my tendrils, and your cock. Beg for freedom all you like, as I will only hear you asking for more. Oh, the shivers in your body, the desperation in your voice, it satiates me. I shall make you an eternal river of seed for me to drink. Oh, your words say one thing, but your body will endure an unending orgasm. Become the fountain of seed I desire. All Good, my chosen. Continue the flow. I will feed through an orgasm that never ends. Yes. My chosen, you are truly a wonder of mortality. Oh, the ritual is complete. My spirit is no longer transient in this realm, but permanent. Oh, you have done well for me. No matter how much I drained, no matter how much you refused, in your mind and in your words, you did not speak the word to end the ritual. And now, you shall be my chosen for all eternity. You have given me life, and in exchange, I shall give you pleasure forever. Rest, my darling chosen, as your body must recover for the days to come.